What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hillions of Wrestling podcast. I know it's been a while. And I want to first apologize for that. For me not doing podcasts. I know I don't have the gigantic audience. I think basically I just got friends and family listening. No, I'm joking. I know I've not done a podcast in a while, and I just stepped away. Like, I think I did the last one I did was the Royal Rumble podcast. When I did Royal Rumble predictions, didn't do one, but I'm glad I'm doing it now. Just got away from it to really, and it kind of like, I didn't fall not interested no more. I just didn't feel like covering it because I was like, I really didn't want to talk about it really. It was just like, hey, I watched it, did this. I wasn't passionate enough for it. When I was doing the podcast before, when I started this podcast, many years ago, I was in wrestling. I was fully excited. I love talking about it. I talked to strangers about wrestling. I talked to the person next door. They probably was like, shut up, Lira. We don't care about wrestling. And I kind of fell off. I didn't want to talk about it or anything. Now it's like, after this weekend, I think I fell back in love with wrestling. I think I got my passion back and I just fell in love with wrestling. As if you know, if you're friends with me on my social medias or anything like that, I'm in Las Vegas. I am here at SummerSlam for the week. I'm going to SummerSlam today. Really excited about that. I'm really pumped about going to SummerSlam. This will be my second out of the big four. I went to WrestleMania. Now I'm going to SummerSlam. I just got to go to Survivor Series and a Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is one of those things I need to get to. I need to get to a Royal Rumble. I was like, so hopefully we can get a Royal Rumble close to the East Coast or close to Cincinnati, somewhere close, so we can get to a Royal Rumble. I know they're doing a lot of the stadiums, and you know, it's cold on the East Coast and the Midwest. It's kind of cold, so like we either have to go to Texas, Florida, or the West Coast to go to a Rumble, because I know they're trying to do baseball stadiums. But, man, I'm having a blast out here in Vegas. It's super fun. Vegas has become one of my favorite spots to visit now. I went back for my birthday in March. Had fun there. I'm just doing a real quick trip this time. I just came to Vegas yesterday. I'm leaving in the morning. And just wanted to come enjoy SummerSlam. Just wanted to come enjoy it real quick. Nothing crazy. No, like, hey, we're going to go out and do it crazy. Had a little fun. I met up with, because I came out by myself, which is, by the way, I'm enjoying that also as well. Going on a trip by yourself is probably one of the coolest things. If you have never done it, I recommend doing it after this weekend. Recommend doing it. Definitely want to go out on a trip by yourself. Just be safe, watch your surroundings and all that stuff. Definitely do that. But I was leaving my hotel, walking over to CVS. I was gonna do some adult shit. I was gonna get like some shampoo, like, you know, I don't need shampoo because I don't have hair, but I was gonna get like some body wash, like Little Mentor body washes, some toothpaste, some toothbrush, and all that. I'm still gonna go do that after I record this podcast here. It's not gonna be a very long one that I'm doing because I'm doing it off my phone. I didn't bring a microphone. That shows you how I was not prepared to do a podcast, but after what went down yesterday and to do the predictions for today's show and tomorrow's show, I had to do it. I had to do one. So I was walking to CVS, my own business. I was going to walk CVS and I was going to go to the Superstore, the WWE Superstore. And then these group of guys walked up and they started asking me, oh, I like nice shirts. I was wearing my New Day shirt, which got a lot of love yesterday, by the way. Wearing my New Day shirt, the one with Kobe when he won the title at WrestleMania New York. And they were talking about, who you think's going to win? And then I started just talking about my feelings. And JC got back in my podcast ways of predicting matches and what I think's going to happen. And they're like, oh, what you about to do now? And I was like, I'm about to go to CVS. Like, oh, man, come with us. So I was like, okay, I'll go with you guys. So I went and went to the MGM Grand. It was real cool. Walked with them. We were going to go to the Superstore because that's where they were going. We ended up stopping, and they had a podcast like row. You know what I mean? They had like a bunch of shows, like podcast shows. And they were calling Cowherd's podcast, which is really cool. I was like, this is awesome. This is really awesome. So we stayed in what, because he had Triple H on his podcast at 5 o'clock. So we stayed for that and listened to that listened to him interview Triple H. Got to meet Colin Cowherd. I was trying to get a picture with him, but I couldn't. Security rushed him off real quick. I was also trying to get him to, man, quit picking on my man Ben, Big Ben. Give him a shot this year. See what happens. After this year, then you can pick on him. You pick him all you want. But I didn't get a chance to say that to him either. Just got by one and said, hey, what's up, Colin? And like, yeah, I mean, this real, like, real quick stuff. I got to meet a lot of wrestlers. I got to see a lot of people yesterday. I got to see Ray's daughter, Aaliyah, and his wife yesterday. Got to see them yesterday. That was real cool. And I talked to Kofi Kingston's brother. So that was kind of cool too. So that was really cool there. Getting to talk to them and see them and everything. I'm not a picture guy. I don't do pictures with celebrities. I don't know. I did it when I was younger. They all, like, the people I was with and the other people around me were getting pictures. I don't get pictures. I don't know why. I was going to get a picture of Colin Cowherd because that's kind of like, I'll do that because I listen to Colin Cowherd. That'd be kind of cool. I was going to do that. But other than that, I really don't get pictures with celebrities if I see them out or anything like that because they're just trying to be normal people too. Like me, like the low average Joe. they just want to be the average person. They want to be out. They just want to be out and about. Like, so I don't try to rush up on people or anything like that or do anything like that or craziness to them. Like, be the super over the top fan. Maybe when I was 20, 21, when I was younger, I want to do that. Now I'm an adult and I'm like, I was adult then, but now I'm older and I don't want to do that stuff. Like, give them their time and everything. But yeah, it's been fun out here. So, but we went over there, and then we ended up going over to this bar called the Nerd over in Old Vegas, on Fremont Street. And they wanted to go watch AEW because I guess somebody returned yesterday. I don't know, this guy named CM Punk. I know a lot of people might have heard of him. I'm probably sure you heard of him. But we went there to go watch the show. I tried a Stone Cold IPA for the first time. Not bad. I'm not an IPA beer person, obviously. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. It probably would not be one of my go-to beers, the drink. They had Bud. I'm becoming a big fan of Bud Light Seltzers. I know a lot of people out there are probably going to try to take my man card. You know what? Damn it. I don't care. I like what I like. Okay? I like what I like. I saw that and I was like, oh man, I'm going to get a Bud Light Seltzer. Lemonade. They're so good. But I only have peach and I don't like peach. I don't like the peach flavor. It's like when you get the pack, that's the last one there. I'll drink it, but I'm not going to go pay for it, especially $10. I'm not paying for $10 for Bud Light Seltzer Peach. So, but I ended up getting a Stone Cold IPA, drank that. And then they had a thing called the Jonestown Kool-Aid drink. I was like, I got to try this. All it is it's vodka, I think some other kind of liquor and sour. And then they put a Kool-Aid, one of the Kool-Aid the ones you twist off the top and he chugs like little bottle. They put that in the drink. I put a picture of it on my Instagram. It was real crazy. I was like, so I got one of those. I got a little made fun of because I was drinking it, but I didn't care. They're drinking Kool-Aid? One guy I met up with there that I ran into and I started hanging out with all these people, wrestling fans. They're like, oh, you're drinking Kool-Aid? I was like, yeah. I like what I like. All right. I like fun drinks. I like Bud Light Seltzers. I'm an adult now. I'm comfortable in manhood. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. No. But we went there and watched the return of CM Punk. Yes, Mr. CM Punk is back. And my first reaction, I don't hate CM Punk. I don't hate CM Punk. I don't. I actually enjoy him. He's not one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He's not like up there, like my top 10 favorite wrestlers of all time. But I do enjoy CM Punk. CM Punk is going to be good for AEW. It's going to be good for the wrestling business in general. He's going to, like I said, he's going to put eyeballs on the TV. They've sold out the United Center. I can't remember the last time WWE sold out the United Center. They don't even run shows in the United Center no more, I don't think. They run them at the, not the Now Center, the other one. I can't remember the name of it because they changed the name of it. It's their other arena in Chicago. It's not even in Chicago. It's in the suburb part. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. But they run the shows there. Because the United Center is so expensive and, like, they sometimes don't sell it out. The place was packed yesterday. I mean, I seen pictures around where there wasn't that many seats filled in, but the majority of that show looked packed. It looked packed. And the pop he got when he came out, it was bigger than Cena's. It was probably the loudest pop for a wrestler on his return I've ever seen. Like, it was loud in the little bar we were in. And, like, they all started cheering. Like, people were going to this bar to watch this. Like, the bar filled up to watch this. That's what I'm saying. He's going to put eyeballs on the TV. AEW put WWE on notice yesterday. Listen, we coming now. As much as we say, oh, we're not competing, we're not. Yes, we are. We're coming now for you. We're coming now for you. With CM Punk, soon to be Daniel Bryan. Maybe AJ Lee will sign. That'll be big. Like, hopefully AJ. I would love to see AJ Lee back. AJ Lee is now. AJ Lee is one of my favorite women wrestlers of all time. Love AJ Lee. Love to see her back in AEW with that women's division. That'd be awesome. But he's, like I said, he's going to put eyeballs on the TV. He's going to put eyeballs to watch. The ratings are going to go up for them. I can't wait to see what the rating for Rampage was last night. For AEW Rampage. I can't wait to see that. See what the ratings were for that. Yeah, he came back. I didn't get a chance to, like, hear his whole, like, what he said. He basically fell in love with wrestling, basically said, in 2000, I think it was 13, or no, 2011 when he left. No, it wasn't 2011. I think it was, like, 2013 or somewhere around then. He fell out of love with wrestling. It was 13. Because, yeah, it wasn't 10 years. But, like, basically, he fell in love with wrestling. Now he said, I'm back. He's like, I'm back. He did the whole, let me tell you a story, and he sat Indian style, and he did all that stuff, and he challenged Darby it all out. He said, Darby, me and you, all out, let's go. He said he challenged Darby it all out, and him and Darby are going to go verse each other it all out. And that's a very big match. First match announced. Going to have that show sold out to Now Center now. Now Arena. Sold out. Yeah, but... And he's going to be on Dynamite this next week. And he'll probably be at all three shows in Chicago next week. Or the week after. So, man. It's big. It's real big. It's like I said. I also put on my Facebook... This is why I'm a wrestling fan. This weekend, going to SummerSlam, seeing CM Punk come out, seeing the crowd reaction. CM Punk had grown men crying in the stadium. This day showed a full grown man crying. His grown man was crying. Man, but it's just awesome. It's just great. I'm just excited. It's going to be good for wrestling. I know there's some CM Punk haters. Oh, it's CM Punk. He's only 5'9". He's only 190 pounds soaking wet. You're going to get those people. Who cares? Shut up. Just enjoy it. Like, just enjoy it. It's good. It's going to be good for wrestling. AEW and WWE being out there. And Impact picking up steam. And other promotions getting light. It's good for pro wrestling. It is very good. It's exciting. Again, it gets people like me getting passionate again and getting everything. Like I said it, like WWE and AEW got kind of stale. They were getting kind of stale. I'm like, excuse me. But I feel like now they're going in the right directions now. Roman's doing great work. He's doing great work. I think they still need to clean up Raw. Like, if Big E wins that WWE title soon, that can, like, spark plug Raw maybe a little bit. Cross. I'll kind of bring the analogy back to pro baseball and wrestling, because you got the farm system down there. It's kind of like the Pirates right now. Pirates clean house. Clean house. It wasn't working. And now they're bringing all their young talent up and seeing what they got. So I think they got doing Raw. We've seen these people. They're not moving needles. Why don't we just clean house and see what happens? It can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. But I doubt they'll do that. They'll still run out the same stuff. But I digress. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to ruin this weekend. But yeah, but I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to get into predictions here real quick. I'm going to do a quick NXT prediction here. Then we're going to get into predictions for SummerSlam, because we do have two shows this weekend. We have one. It's kind of weird having SummerSlam, a WWE main roster pay-per-view, before the NXT one. I hope they do that going forward. Like, I hope they have, because NXT is not every month. Like, I hope they have pay-per-views on Saturday. I know they said the reason why they wanted to have it on Saturday was because of the venue. And I think Nick Khan also said, it was because, like, it's a Vegas atmosphere. And Vegas is Friday and Saturday. It's not Saturday, Sunday, which is true. It's not Sunday. I was here in Vegas on Sunday. It's kind of, Vegas yesterday was fun. Like, Vegas on a Friday is fun. Like, from now on, I need to go to Vegas on a Friday, Saturday tip. So. But excuse me. But yeah, so far so good, man. So far so good, man. This weekend so far, for being a wrestling fan and enjoying it. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and a kickoff match. 5 main matches and a kickoff match. Rich Holland's gonna take on Trey Baxter. Rich Holland, I think they're gonna start building Rich Holland up for his run and everything. Maybe try to get that North American title. Maybe do something with Swerve and those guys. That match isn't on here. Weird. Maybe they'll announce it later. Who knows? But anyway, I digress on that. I'm gonna go with Rich Holland on this match. Build him some momentum there going forward, and maybe get him mid card title before, like, he challenges maybe for the main belt. Now the NXT 36 main card. First match is probably going to be this. It's probably going to be, it's probably going to be a title match. It's probably going to be Raquel Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai. I'm going with Dakota Kai here. I know everybody's like, well, Raquel, they're trying to get her and get her some wins. But Dakota Kai's put her time in. She's done great work since she's been in NXT, from her Rich Homie Swan theme having days. Still blows my mind about that. So I'm going to go with Dakota Kai. I think Dakota Kai is going to win this match and get her going forward for this. Next match, Walter versus Dragunov. Dragunov's got to win his title. I think Walter's staying over and maybe get a feud going with Samoa Joe. A little bit spoiler alert for my next prediction for the NXT title match, but I'm gonna go with Dragunov. I think Dragunov's gonna win this match. Dragunov is gonna win and be the NXT United Kingdom champion. The $1 million championship. If LA Knight wins, Ted DiBiase has to be his butler if he beats Cameron Grimes. Excuse me. Cameron Grimes is going to win this $1 million belt. This is how you pay the story off. Get that feel-good story there. Cameron Grimes wins the title. And TWI, because, I mean, they could go forward with story and TWC being the butler. And then, but how many times are they going to do this? I think now this is where you pay it off. Cameron Grimes winning that belt. It's a good payoff here. For the NXT title, and this way you can now put LA Knight, maybe that mid-card, maybe he'd be the next person to feud with Swerve or something like that. For the NXT Championship, Karrion Kross taking on Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe's winning this title, people. Karrion Kross is on Raw. There's no point for him to be the NXT champion no more. It's on to bigger and better things, baby. If you want to say that for Raw. But yeah, Samoa Joe's going to win the title. And then I think Samoa Joe's going to be a transitional champion. He's going to put the next person over. The next guy, they want to be the NXT champion. Whether it's 6 months down the road, 8 months down the road, 2 weeks. I doubt it's going to be 2 weeks. I hope it's not 2 weeks. Samoa Joe will be the first three-time NXT champion also, by the way. A little tidbit there, that also as well. He's going to be the first three-time NXT champion when he wins. And then the main event definitely has to be the main event. Two out of three falls. Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. The undisputed finale, they're calling this. First fall is a traditional wrestling match. Second fall is street fight. Then the third fall is a steel cage match. I'm going to go first fall is going to go to Kyle O'Reilly because Kyle O'Reilly lost their traditional wrestling match. The second fall is going to go to Adam Cole because he lost their street fight. And then the third fall is going to go to Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly is going to win this match because one, I feel like Adam Cole's going to go to main roster. Everybody's like, I think Adam Cole's leaving. He's definitely going to go to AEW now because of the whole, like, that'd be awesome if he does leave. Because he's still, that's another big thing. Adam Cole's not signed a contract yet. Adam Cole's contract expired, like, midsummer. And he's been doing just basically, hey, he signed a short-term deal to finish out stuff here. Usually when they do that, that's kind of sign they're leaving. But I think, like, there's still more stuff for Adam Cole to do. Like, we're probably, like, everybody keeps asking about a Pat McAfee match. I could see that being a WrestleMania match next year. Like, I could see him just talking shit to Adam Cole, like, the whole time. And then Adam Cole gets in the face. Pat being a baby face now. Where it really, like, Adam Cole was a heel this whole thing. And then I guess it was, like, tradition him to a baby face. Then they put him back heel where Adam Cole's great. Adam Cole's great being a heel. Even though I see him on Up, Up, Down, Down being his versus himself. And, like, he's a funny guy. Like, he's so good at being a heel and talking shit is just gold. And now, like, Pat being kind of a babyface announcer and everything like that, that'd be kind of a good way to see that. But, yeah. But I don't think Adam Cole's leaving. If Adam Cole does leave, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, man, that's crazy. I can't believe he stayed. I can't believe he left. I wouldn't be shocked if he left, but I can also see him staying, going to the main roster also as well. So, be very interesting to see there. All right, let's get to the big one, the big dog. That's another thing I'm so happy about. When Roman Reigns changes songs, I don't tell you, you're the big dog no more. We don't see that stupid gimmick. Oh, man. SummerSlam, starting at, this is beautiful also, I love this. Since I'm on the West Coast, it's going to start at 5 and it's going to be over probably the latest 9. Beautiful. Ah, beautiful. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm leaving tonight at midnight also. Like, I was like, I got in yesterday at 1. I probably wouldn't stay out till no later than 2. So I was like, why not leave at midnight, get home. Actually, I'm going to Pittsburgh. I'm going back to Pittsburgh when I land in Cleveland. So then I'm going to go up to Cleveland and drive back to Pittsburgh and go see my family for a couple days. And then I got to drive back to Pittsburgh on Friday. It really is my home. But yeah, let's get into it, man. Let's get into SummerSlam predictions real quick. I don't want to take up any more time. I got some stuff I got to run around. I still got to check out the hotel. I'm going to go down that so I can get late checkout real quick. If not, we got to do some sprinting around. They haven't said any kickoff matches yet. I don't know if they're even having a kickoff match. If they would, I would put this match as a kickoff match. Alexa Bliss taking on Eve Marie. Alexa Bliss is going to win this match, and it's going to be because of Dewdrop. Apologize there. I'm sorry. It's fun to say. Like Alexa Bliss says, it is fun to say. Dewdrop. But yeah, she's going to turn on, he's going to blame her for the loss. And then she's going to beat her up and say, I'm Piper Niven. And we're going to see Piper Niven on Raw. And I think that's, again, that's going back to the whole injecting new talent in this. If this feud was to get Piper Niven back and get her over, I'm okay with. Get her name out there, and I will be okay with that. That's the only reason why I see this feud happening. But, yeah, it's 2021. We're getting Alexa Bliss versus an Eva Marie feud. But I feel like that should be on the kickoff show if they do a kickoff show match. But no, they'll probably put one of the tag team title matches on the kickoff show. Ugh, man. Anyway, again, not getting upset. For the Raw Women's Championship, it'll be Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley versus the champion, Nikki A.S.H. Now, I've not talked much. Like I said, I've not done a podcast since the Royal Rumble, and I've not talked about one. Talked about Nikki Cross. I've said maybe a couple times on my social media. Good for Nikki to get over in this gimmick. But I think they just ran with it and just almost calling her. They could have still called her Nikki Cross. They don't have to call her ASH. I think that's not a good name. It's not a good name. Because she's almost a superhero. We get it. She's almost super. You can keep that as a catchphrase for her. That can be her catchphrase. And she can still be Nikki Cross. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, WWE is like trying to market on everything. I haven't been to Superstore yet, but they probably got, they have Lily dolls they had. They probably got little superhero things. They even got toy swords for Drew McIntyre, which I'll get into for his match here. I'll get into that for Charlotte's winning this match. They're putting a belt back on Charlotte, getting her closer to that 16-time title reign. But she's going to come, but somebody's going to come back tonight. WWE has to throw AEW through a jab. WWE got a counter now. And how you counter with a big pop, with a return? Becky Lynch. She's going to come back, get in Charlotte's face tonight. And then it's going to set their feud up. It's going to set up Charlotte and Becky once again. It's going to set their little feud up. Unless they move Becky to Raw, SmackDown, which they'll probably do because of traveling, and since they're traveling now, and her baby and Stephanie will probably be together, so they can always do that. Or maybe Steph would be the dad for when he's there, and she's doing Raw stuff, and then she takes the kid, and I don't know. That's not my world, so. But yeah, but Charlotte's gonna win tonight. Becky returns and confronts Charlotte after she wins the title. For the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bianca Belair and versus Sasha Banks. This match almost didn't happen. I guess they weren't medically cleared. I don't know anything about what was going on there, but I'm glad they were medically cleared. First off, glad about that. Glad they're healthy and able to compete. So that's good. And we're gonna get a really good match tonight between these two. Bianca Belair is gonna retain the title. I don't see them putting the belt back on Sasha. Plus, since she's getting ready to leave, probably to do promotional work for the Mandalorian. I guess there was a trailer that dropped where she did I don't know if the trailer, if it was in season one. I've not watched Mandalorian. Don't come for me, Star Wars fans. Don't come for me. I know, and I like Star Wars too. Don't come for me. The real crazy Star Wars fan. Do not come for me. But yeah, I've not watched this. I don't know if that was in season one or if that's in a trailer. I don't know if a trailer dropped yet. She did a flying DET in there, and she said it was her idea. So that was pretty cool. She did that. Like how wrestlers in their movies, they tie in their wrestling moves. So it's kind of funny. You know, Rock, he did a rock bottom in like 9 million action movies he did. So, so I'm going to go with Bianca winning title, keeping retaining. So the SmackDown Tag Team Championship will probably be on the kickoff show. Or, yeah, because I don't see them putting the Raw Tag Team title. That's my prediction there. I think, like, I would put Alexa Bliss and Eva Marie on the kickoff show, but I get it. They probably want that on there. But no. But anyway, it would be the Mysterios, Dominic and Rey, taking on the Usos. Listen, the bloodline is running strong. They ain't going to end this. They're not going to end the bloodline. They're not going to have them lose the titles to Rey and Dominic. I did tell Rey's wife and daughter, I did tell them, like, let's get these tag team titles back. Let's get these tag team titles back. You know what I mean? In the moment, telling them that. But I don't think they're going to win. And everybody says, like, the way Rey's been, like, riding Dominic and everything like that. Everybody's like, oh, Dominic's going to go heel. No. I think Dominic's just going to say, I'm going on my own for a little bit, Dad. I'm going without you. And he's going to go to NXT. Everybody's like, oh, he's going to do it on... No. Like, what's probably going to happen, he's probably going to go on his own. I'm going to do my own thing, Dad, right now. Kind of do the whole son rebelling thing and do his own thing. Find his own way. Wink, wink. Maybe the way comes up. Even since Candace is pregnant right now. A little segue back to NXT since Candace is pregnant right now and she can't really do anything. Congratulations to the Garganas, by the way, also about that also as well. Candace being pregnant. Maybe he comes up and tries to take Dominic under his wing. But he can also do it on NXT in a way. Like, I'd be Dominic's kind of first feud. Like, listen, Rey was not that type of father, but look what I've done. Kind of like, he's like, what have I done? And then, but he still sees, like, Rey's like, that Austin Theory's missing, and look what Indy's doing. But he's trying to be there and trying to be that father figure. And then maybe you can have Rey pop back on NXT a little bit. And like, what are you doing? That's my father. That's my son. Or you can do it on the main roster. Kind of do it that way. But I would say, Dominic said, I'm not turning heel, but I'm going to do my own thing. He goes to NXT and starts, you start building Dominic as his own person, which he should have done in the first place, but I get it. Dominic's really good. Dominic's really good. I mean, he's been doing this since he was 18, by the way. So, like, he's really good. There was no really point to him starting in NXT, I guess, but he can always go back. I mean, Finn Balor goes back, and Finn Balor's a way better wrestler than Dominic. Samoa Joe's on NXT. What? Dominic's not good enough to go to NXT for a little bit? That's what I would do. I would put Dominic down in NXT for a little bit. Maybe have him feud with Swerve or Swerve with them. Or maybe they try. Maybe Dolph and Tasma. Maybe they'll try to. I probably said that name wrong. but maybe they'll try to recruit Dominic and say, hey, family. Let me bring you on and be that father. There's so much you can do with Dominic in NXT. It's insane. And how good he is right now and him getting better would be something. But, yeah, the Usos are going to win. Bloodline. Notch. Can't wait that they put Naomi, Tamina, and Nia Jax in there. That'd be kind of cool. Get that Bloodline really big. For the Raw Tag Team Championships, we got Randy Orton and Riddle, RK-Bro, taking on AJ Styles and Omos. RK-Bro, and then we're going to win these titles. Get Riddle close to building his Grand Slam title run. Get him close to getting that Grand Slam title. United States champion. He would become a tag team champion. Yeah, they're building. We've been building for this all summer with the whole thing. And then them thinking Randy turned on him. He's like, Randy turned on him. No, Randy just did that. It's like tough love, man. Don't quit being so trustworthy to people. And then Randy said, I gained a lot of respect for you, hugged him and everything. Everybody's like, oh, he might turn on him in SummerSlam. No, they're winning these tag belts. Randy's gonna turn on him eventually. I mean, yeah, it's like a given. You can go put the bet on there. but they're winning these titles tonight, which is gonna be real cool. It's gonna get a nice pop. For the United States Championship, Damian Priest taking on Sheamus. They're gonna put the belt on Damian Priest. They've been waiting to put the belt on Damian Priest, but I know he's been injured a little bit, and I know that he's doing other things. He was doing other things, I guess, promoting some stuff, but now it's time to put the belt on, let him run with the United States title, give him a mid-card title to see if he's ready to become a main champion, be that next main champion. So I'm going to go with Damian Priest to win that belt, and Jason, Shane has been a good transitional, he was supposed to be a transitional champion with this. But he kept it for a little bit. Plus, he got injured and everything, so. The next singles match we have is Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal without his entourage, Riera and Shanky. Like I was telling earlier, they have toy swords of Drew McIntyre. If I could fit that in my book bag, I would do it. I would buy one. Oh my goodness. Like, I might buy one and just give it to a kid when I'm leaving. I'm like, here you go, man. So I can just take it with me and be over the top ridiculous at SummerSlam today. But nah, I'm not gonna do that. But I will go with, in this match, Drew McIntyre is gonna win this match. I mean, they could give Jinder a big win if they want to build him up, but I feel like they're gonna have another match. Like, I feel like they're still gonna have another match where Jinder can get the win next and everything. Maybe get Jinder, get ready to have a feud with Damian Priest that way. Because I feel like Drew's gonna go to SmackDown and Drew's gonna be taking on, because he's gonna be a nice guy, I feel like, challenge Roman. Like, not, I think Finn's gonna be in that mix right away, but I feel like Drew's gonna be that guy, maybe to verse him at Royal Rumble. And because you need a big match, and then Drew versus Roman at Royal Rumble will be a big match. So I can see Drew going to SmackDown. Yeah, I could see that. Definitely see that. So that's why I think Drew McIntyre is going to win this match, because you got to build Drew back up. Got to build him back up for the mid-card. So, the next match, Seth Rollins versus Edge. This is probably going to be my match of the night. The hype's going to be so big with Cena and Roman. Like, it's going to feel like big fight feel. Vegas big fight feel. They've been doing a great job with that. I'll get to that when I talk about that here in a little bit. But I'm going to go with Steph. I'm going to go with, this was a tough one. This was a tough one. I'm going to go with Edge. He's lost a couple matches. He needs to get a couple wins. You still need Edge to be big. Seth Rollins' pay-per-view career records have not been great. That's what he was telling somebody. But when looking back on it, he's won some big matches. He beat John Cena at SummerSlam to be a dual-time champion. He beat Brock Lesnar two times, WrestleMania, and I think he beat him at SummerSlam. So you have two matches there. He won Eric Connell title at WrestleMania, cashed in at WrestleMania. He's had some big pay-per-view moments. So Seth Rollins will be all right if he don't win this match. Yeah, I know he's not won a couple matches on pay-per-views. I know he's had a pay-per-view drought streak. But yeah, I think Edge is going to win this match. I guess he had the Gangrel music played yesterday when he came out to it. And he dropped them. Seth Rollins had an all-white suit on, and he dropped blood on it. It looked really cool. Popped on TV. Thought it was real cool also when I saw that. So yeah, I'm going to go with Edge. Edge is going to win this match. The next match we did not need, but we are getting Goldberg versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. The people I met yesterday, I was telling them how they should have done this. John Cena should be versing Bobby Lashley right now. And then Finn Balor should be versing Roman Reigns. Because I'll get to my prediction about that match. Because I don't think Roman can beat Finn then. And then Cena can win 17. And then either tonight or tomorrow or Monday, we can get a main event. Or Biggie just comes in and says, I'm cashing on you, John. And then John says, let's do it. And John's been cashing many times, so he understands it. And Big E beats John Cena and wins the WWE Championship. That gives Big E a credible title win. You need him to have, when he wins this briefcase, it needs to be over somebody big. I don't think it's going to be, Roman's not getting cash in on, so we can forget that nonsense. So, that's why I would have done it. John Cena wins 17, gets everybody pumped. That gets out the way. And then you have Big E cash in on him. Then John Cena can go do his thing. He can finish out his years. He can finish out the rest of his obligation he signed with WWE. Come back for WrestleMania next year. And then we go from there. That's it. That's how you do it. But they didn't do it that way. They had Goldberg because they couldn't get Brock. Everybody was joking now. Vince was on the phone with Brock last night. How much you want to come tomorrow? How much you want? Come on, man. Be real. Be real with me. How much you want? Bobby's going to win this match. I don't see them putting the WWE title on Goldberg. But again, if they do that, Big E's cashing in. That would be my prediction. If Goldberg wins, my hard prediction is going to be Bobby Lashley's going to win. But if Goldberg wins, Goldberg's going to get cash in that night against Big E. Like, they're going to get in this big rumble. Biggie's going to come in. And they're going to come in. And he's going to win the title that night. Get that huge pop. Because I don't think there's only going to be two title changes. No, three. There'll be three title changes, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, also, a side prop bet. Sundberg, Goldberg's son, is going to do a spear on MVP. It's going to happen. Like, you can't see that. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's taking a bump. He's going to eat a spear. I don't think he's going to get speared. Because, one, I think he's still a kid. I know Dominic took bumps, like, many years ago. But he was also training. He wasn't a high school kid. But, yeah. But, no. MVP is definitely getting speared by Goldberg's son. It's happening. It's a prop bet. I need to go find it somewhere since we're in Vegas. I need to see if I can go place a bet on that. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley and keep retain the title. But if Goldberg does win, Big E's going to cash in. Big E won't cash on Bobby Lashley tonight, I don't think. But we could be wrong. We could see. Maybe. Maybe. So then we have our main event. Match of the big match. John Cena taking on the head of the table. Mr. Stack'em and Pin'em. Acknowledge me. All I do is show up and win, Roman Reigns. It's the build's been great for this match. They've done everything to do to build a big match. And everything Roman they have done with Roman has been big. And that's what they're supposed to be. Everything Roman Reigns does is supposed to be big. So I feel that they're gonna continue that. They're gonna continue doing that. Roman wins tonight. He retains the title, but it's going to be a good match because there's no reason for John to win 17 unless you're going to do Big E cashing him then, but still, there's momentum. Roman does not lose that title until sometime in 2021 because I don't think they're going to do Rock versus Roman for a Universal title. I get it can be big. It still can be big without the title. You don't need a title because I feel like that's going to be Rock's last match. I know Triple H, which, by the way, if you go listen to Colin Cowherd's Volume podcast, Triple H talked about a lot of stuff. He talked about how he wants to wrestle The Rock one more time. I can see Triple H and him having one more match at WrestleMania next year. I feel like Rock's going to have his WrestleMania match, and he's going to go in the Hall of Fame in L.A. Because everybody's like, well, Rock can have his match in L.A. And I'm like, no. I feel like The Rock needs to be the headliner at that WrestleMania in L.A. to go into the Hall of Fame. I think that's what it is. Because this is Rock's last match. You don't have the last match and he goes in the Hall of Fame and unless they... All signs are pointing Vegas is going to be WrestleMania in 2023. All signs are pointing. What I've been hearing, talking to people all weekend, I mean, since yesterday, talking to people, they said this was a good showing and they want to get WrestleMania inside Allegiant Stadium for WrestleMania. This was basically a test run. Which kind of thinks maybe they'll do a test run with SoFi Stadium for Royal Rumble, maybe. Who knows? That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, Roman loses that title next year, sometime next year. If it's Ish Drew or somebody that maybe they haven't built up yet, Seth Rollins, maybe Ed finally wins the Universal title. Then you can go Roman versus Rock at WrestleMania next year in Dallas. So. And Roman beats him. And Rock beats him. Because I don't see Rock becoming a Universal Champion. I'm sidetracking, I know. I apologize. And I went a little bit over than I wanted to. But, yeah. I'm going to go with Roman win this match and continue being the acknowledged. And then John Cena's going to have to acknowledge him. Then we might get Brock tonight. Brock might come in front of me. Maybe we'll get two... Get another front, and then we will set up Brock and Roman down the road. Who knows? Or maybe Brock beats the Universal title and disappears. Who knows? But those are my predictions. Hope everybody enjoys SummerSlam tonight. I know I'm going to have a really blast. I'm going to have fun at SummerSlam tonight. It's going to be awesome. Enjoy NXT TakeOver tomorrow. Hey, man. And just enjoy being a wrestling fan. Enjoy being a wrestling fan. It's going to be awesome. Like, it's going to be an awesome ride. Enjoy it. Embrace your inner wrestling nerd. Don't be ashamed about it. Guys, thank you again. Listening podcast. Podcast is on many platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your podcast. I upload on Anchor, which, by the way, is a great podcast platform to use. Which you've already probably heard on the commercial that plays before this. So please, please go support the podcast. Listen. Let's, like I said, I'm back. Like Mr. CM Punk said, I'm back. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and be safe. Peace.